Welcome, dear listener. I'm so glad you've decided to join us on this journey. Keep to the Script isn't your typical podcast. It's a place where stories come alive, where you can lose yourself in a world of whispered secrets, thrilling adventures, and emotions that run deep. Have you ever felt the rush of a heart-pounding mystery? Or perhaps the warmth of a love story that makes your soul ache? That's what we hope to bring you with every episode. Think of us as your guide, your storyteller, your companion as we explore into tales that will transport you to another place and time. From small-town secrets to grand romances, every story is carefully chosen to ignite your imagination and leave you wanting more. Now, I know what you might be thinking. A podcast? Isn't that just for news or interviews? But trust me, this is different. Keep to the Script is designed to fit seamlessly into your life. Whether you're curled up on the couch with a cup of tea, out for a jog, or simply trying to escape the everyday, we'll be here to keep you company. So, are you ready to embark on this adventure with us? Get comfortable, let your worries fade away, and prepare to be swept away by the power of story. Now, let's begin.
Hey, bookworms and story lovers. Welcome back to Between the Lines, the part of our podcast where we dive headfirst into a brand new story before we even turn the first page. And let me tell you, today's pick is a real page-turner. We're talking romance, suspense, and a dash of corporate intrigue, all set right here in our very own Kansas City. The title? Sparks in the Shadows. Intrigued yet? Just wait, it gets better. This story follows two ambitious employees at Pittsfield Power Company, Donovan and Loretta. They're both vying for this super competitive promotion, one that only comes around once every decade. Can you imagine the pressure? But here's the thing. Donovan and Loretta come from totally different worlds. Donovan had a tough upbringing, bounced around the foster care system, while Loretta had a more traditional middle-class family. So this promotion isn't just about climbing the corporate ladder. It's about proving themselves, gaining respect, and breaking free from the expectations that society has placed on them. Now, just when you think it can't get any more intense, enter Natalie, the CEO's daughter. And guess what? She's practically guaranteed the promotion, despite being the new kid on the block. Nepotism at its finest, am I right? So what do Donovan and Loretta do? They team up, of course. They're determined to expose Natalie and the unfair advantage she has. But here's where things get really interesting. In the midst of all this corporate drama, they start to fall for each other. Forbidden romance alert. We're talking serious office tension, a touch of corporate espionage, and a whole lot of will-they-won't-they vibes. Plus, this story goes into some deeper themes too, like social mobility, ambition, and what it truly means to succeed in a world that often feels stacked against you. Will Donovan and Loretta get the promotion? Will they expose Natalie and her shady dealings? And most importantly, will they give in to their feelings for each other? We'll have to dive into the story to find out. But first, I want to hear from you. Head over to our social media, Facebook, TikTok, and Blogger.com, and tell me, have you ever been caught in a workplace rivalry? Or maybe fallen for a colleague? Share your stories, because I'm all ears. All right, enough chit-chat. Let's get into Sparks in the Shadows.
Sparks in the Shadows. By Cass, Part 1, The Unexpected Rival. The air in Pittsfield Power Company crackled with a tension thicker than the humidity of a Kansas City summer. It wasn't the usual Monday morning sluggishness. It was something sharper, more electric. The source? The impending senior project manager promotion. This wasn't just any promotion. At Pittsfield, it was a mythical beast, appearing only once a decade. To snag it meant more than a corner office and a hefty pay raise. It meant prestige, influence, and a level of respect rarely afforded to those toiling away in the middle ranks of this energy giant. Donovan Williams, a man who'd clawed his way up from the uncertainty of the foster care system, felt the weight of this opportunity in his bones. He'd spent the last 8 years at Pittsfield, absorbing every detail of the energy sector like a sponge. Late nights, skipped lunches, weekends sacrificed at the altar of spreadsheets and project proposals, Donovan had done it all. He knew this company inside and out, could practically recite the power grid map of Missouri in his sleep. This promotion wasn't just a goal. It was validation. A way to silence the whispers that followed him like shadows. The doubts about his background, the subtle snubs from those who'd never had to fight for every inch of ground. Across the sprawling office floor, in a cubicle adorned with meticulously organized files and motivational quotes, sat Loretta McNeil. Unlike Donovan, Loretta had a smoother path, a loving family, and a comfortable upbringing. But don't mistake that for privilege. Loretta was brilliant, a strategic thinker with a knack for problem solving that made her the go-to person for any project crisis. She'd earned her place at Pittsfield, proving her worth with sharp analysis and an unwavering work ethic. For Loretta, the promotion wasn't about proving anything to anyone else. It was about proving it to herself. It was about shattering the glass ceiling that still lingered, however subtly, in this male-dominated industry. Donovan and Loretta were the front runners, their rivalry a legend whispered in the break room and around the water cooler. They were a study in contrasts. Donovan, intense and driven, with a restless energy that seemed to vibrate off him. Loretta, cool and collected, her ambition masked by a calm, almost serene demeanor. They rarely interacted, their competition playing out in the form of perfectly executed presentations, flawlessly managed projects, and subtly one-upping each other in meetings. Then the earthquake hit. Her name was Natalie Clayton, and she arrived with the force of a hurricane in a designer suit. Daughter of the CEO, she exuded an air of effortless superiority that grated on both Donovan and Loretta. Natalie was all smiles and charm, but beneath the polished veneer, there was a sense of entitlement that set their teeth on edge. The whispers started immediately. Natalie wasn't just any new hire. She was being groomed for greatness. The senior project manager position, it seemed, had her name written all over it. Never mind her lack of experience or her questionable knowledge of the energy sector. Her last job, according to office gossip, involved organizing charity galas and curating her father's wine collection. Donovan felt a familiar anger simmering in his gut. He knew what it was like to be judged, to be underestimated. He'd spent his life defying expectations, proving that where you came from didn't dictate where you could go. But Natalie's arrival felt like a slap in the face. A reminder that sometimes connections trumped hard work. Loretta, usually unflappable, felt a flicker of resentment too. She'd played by the rules, put in the hours, and excelled in every task thrown her way. The idea that someone could waltz in and snatch the prize simply because of their last name left a bitter taste in her mouth. The office dynamic shifted. The once clear rivalry between Donovan and Loretta became complicated, overshadowed by a shared sense of injustice. They found themselves stealing glances across the room, a silent acknowledgement of their common enemy. The tension in the air was still there, but now it was laced with something new, a hint of camaraderie, a spark of rebellion. The game had changed, and Donovan and Loretta, whether they liked it or not, were about to become unlikely allies. Part 2, The Unlikely Alliance. It started with a shared scowl. Donovan, usually a lone wolf in the office jungle, found himself increasingly aware of Loretta's presence. He'd catch her staring at Natalie with a mixture of disdain and determination that mirrored his own. One afternoon, as Natalie flounced through the office, dropping a stack of files and giggling about her adorable clumsiness, their eyes met across the room. The shared look of exasperation was the first crack in the wall between them. The next day, Donovan found a neatly folded note on his desk. "Meet me in the archives after work," it read, in Loretta's precise handwriting. Intrigued and wary, he decided to go. The company archives were a dimly lit, dusty haven, rarely visited except by the occasional intern searching for a misplaced document. Loretta was already there, perched on a rolling ladder, a file folder in her hand. "I figured this would be the safest place to talk," she said, her voice low. No prying eyes or listening ears. Donovan nodded, leaning against a shelf crammed with old blueprints. "What did you want to talk about?" "Natalie," Loretta said, her voice clipped. "I've been doing some digging. Her resume is full of holes. Half the projects she claims to have worked on don't even exist." Donovan felt a surge of adrenaline. He'd been right to trust his instincts. "I've been looking into her background too," he admitted. Her stellar performance reviews at her previous company? Turns out her uncle was her direct supervisor. For the next hour, they compared notes, exchanging information and suspicions. The initial awkwardness melted away as they delved deeper into their investigation. They discovered that Natalie's incompetence went beyond inflated credentials. She'd already made several costly mistakes in her short time at Pittsfield, mistakes that were quietly swept under the rug by her superiors. "It's blatant favoritism," Loretta said, her voice tight with anger. "They're setting her up to succeed regardless of her actual abilities." "And we're supposed to just sit back and watch?" Donovan countered, his voice rising. "We've both worked our asses off for this promotion. We deserve a fair shot." As they talked, a sense of solidarity bloomed between them. They were both outsiders in their own way, fighting for recognition in a system that often seemed rigged against them. Donovan, with his unconventional background, and Loretta, navigating the subtle sexism of the corporate world, understood the struggle to be taken seriously. Their alliance wasn't just about exposing Natalie. It was about fighting for a principle. It was about proving that hard work and merit still mattered, even in the face of privilege and power. Their investigation took them down a rabbit hole of hidden emails, deleted files, and hushed conversations overheard in the executive suite. They learned that Natalie's promotion was part of a larger scheme, a plan orchestrated by her father to consolidate his control over the company. The more they uncovered, the more dangerous their pursuit became. They were treading on powerful toes, risking their careers and reputations in their quest for justice. Late one night, huddled over a laptop in Loretta's apartment, they stumbled upon a damning piece of evidence. A confidential memo outlining the CEO's plan to manipulate the promotion process in Natalie's favor. It was the smoking gun they'd been searching for. "We have him," Donovan whispered, his eyes gleaming with triumph. "We have proof." But their victory was short-lived. As they celebrated their breakthrough, a chilling realization dawned on them. They were not just up against Natalie. They were up against the entire power structure of Pittsfield Power Company, and they were playing a dangerous game. The stakes had just gotten higher. Part 3. The Power Struggle. The air in Pittsfield Power crackled with an almost visible tension. The promotion deadline loomed like a guillotine, casting a long shadow over every meeting, every email, every casual conversation. Donovan and Loretta, once rivals, now co-conspirators, felt the weight of their secret knowledge. They carried it like a hidden weapon, waiting for the right moment to strike. Natalie, oblivious to the storm brewing beneath the surface, continued her reign of effortless charm. She flitted through the office, dispensing compliments and favors, solidifying her position as the chosen one. Her confidence, however, was starting to crack. She sensed a shift in the atmosphere, a subtle undercurrent of doubt that she couldn't quite place. The first blow came during a company-wide meeting. Natalie, tasked with presenting a new energy efficiency initiative, stumbled through her slides, her lack of knowledge glaringly obvious. Whispers rippled through the audience as she fumbled with technical terms and contradicted herself repeatedly. Donovan and Loretta exchanged a knowing glance, a silent victory in the face of her faltering performance. The next day, an anonymous email circulated through the company, highlighting Natalie's disastrous presentation and questioning her qualifications for the senior project manager role. The email, carefully crafted by Donovan and Loretta, was a masterpiece of subtle insinuation, planting seeds of doubt without directly accusing anyone of wrongdoing. It sparked a firestorm of gossip and speculation, throwing Natalie's candidacy into question. Natalie, sensing her grip on the promotion slipping, went on the offensive. She rallied her allies, painting herself as a victim of jealous colleagues and sexist attitudes. She played the daddy's little girl card to perfection, garnering sympathy from those who saw her as an underdog. The office became a battleground, divided into factions supporting and opposing Natalie. Donovan and Loretta found themselves walking a tightrope. They had to maintain their facade of normalcy while continuing to undermine Natalie's credibility. They leaked information to sympathetic colleagues, planted questions in meetings, and subtly sabotaged Natalie's projects. It was a risky game, but they were determined to expose the truth, even if it meant jeopardizing their own careers. The power struggle reached its peak during a high-stakes presentation to the company's board of directors. Natalie, tasked with presenting a crucial project proposal, was visibly nervous. She relied heavily on her notes, her voice trembling as she faced the scrutiny of the board members. Donovan and Loretta, seated in the audience, watched with bated breath. Then it happened. During the Q&A session, a board member raised a question about a critical flaw in the project's financial projections. Natalie, caught off guard, stammered and evaded, unable to provide a satisfactory answer. The board members exchanged concerned glances, their confidence in Natalie visibly shaken. Seizing the opportunity, Donovan rose from his seat. "If I may," he said, his voice calm and confident. He proceeded to dissect the project proposal, highlighting its weaknesses and offering alternative solutions. He spoke with authority and expertise, demonstrating a deep understanding of the project and the company's strategic goals. The board members listened intently, impressed by his insights and his willingness to speak truth to power. Loretta, following Donovan's lead, joined the fray. She presented a compelling case for a more sustainable and cost-effective approach to the project, drawing on her extensive knowledge of the energy sector. Her presentation was a tour de force, showcasing her intelligence and her commitment to the company's success. The board members were stunned. They had witnessed a stark contrast between Natalie's incompetence and the combined brilliance of Donovan and Loretta. The power dynamic in the room shifted, the scales tipping in favor of the two underdogs. As the meeting concluded, it was clear that Donovan and Loretta had won a major victory. They had exposed Natalie's shortcomings and demonstrated their own capabilities, but the battle was far from over. They had challenged the CEO's authority, and they knew he would not take it lightly. The company was on the brink of a major shakeup, and Donovan and Loretta were at the center of the storm.
Wow, right? The tension is palpable. I can practically feel the sparks flying between Donovan and Loretta, and not just because of their rivalry. This forbidden romance is heating up, and I can't wait to see where it goes. But it's not just about the romance, is it? We've got corporate intrigue, a power struggle, and some serious questions about fairness and what it takes to succeed. I don't know about you, but I'm hooked. I need to know what happens next. Will Donovan and Loretta find a way to expose Natalie? Will they risk everything to do it? And will their growing attraction to each other help or hinder their plans? But before I get completely lost in speculation, I want to take a moment to thank you all for listening to this special bonus episode of Between the Lines, where we just dove headfirst into the first three chapters of Sparks in the Shadows. A huge thank you to Cass for having me, Christian, and Jessica as a guests, and for sharing this incredible story with us. Sparks in the Shadows is available to read now for free on keeptothescriptblogger.com and will be available on Amazon soon for those that want to buy a copy. So be sure to grab your copy and find out what happens next. In the meantime, don't forget to follow Between the Lines on TikTok and Facebook for more bookish content, author interviews, and sneak peeks at upcoming episodes. We're also working on expanding to new platforms, so stay tuned for more exciting news. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.